When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
They all want to be Luigi Mangione. So many want to achieve fame and infamy by killing for the Democrat Party. This week we learned that was the reason for the Palisades fire. That's why the suspect, Jonathan Rinderknecht, set the fire to begin with. He was fixated on Luigi Mangione, obsessed with him, prosecutors said. And Rinderknecht even told them that he started the fire because of resentment of the rich. Folks, that fire killed 12 people, destroyed 7,000 homes and businesses, and did $150 billion in damages. And never forget, not a single Democrat in leadership, not one, condemned Luigi Mangione. That is not an accident. Before he went downstairs from his hotel room in D.C. to attempt to kill Trump and his entire cabinet, Cole Allen stopped to get the perfect selfie. That's why that selfie of him is so jarring. He's wearing all his weapons. He's taking the photo from multiple angles, trying to catch the one in which he looks the most handsome. Why? Because women are obsessed on the Democrat side with Luigi Mangione. Whole crowds of them stand outside the courtroom trying to get in when he's tried. On CNN, they have on people like Taylor Lorenz to fawn over him and wish that they could find a man, as her words, not mine, moral as Luigi Mangione to date. Cole Allen was a nobody and a nothing, and he wanted to be a sex symbol. And the fastest way to do that is to kill for the Democrat Party. I bring that up because of the news this morning that financial powerhouse Citadel appears to be getting ready to move in its entirety out of New York City to the red state of Florida. You may wonder how those two things are related. They're related because our side, our media, is not listening to Citadel CEO Ken Griffin. Everybody went and did the predictable piece. Oh, Citadel is fleeing New York. Looky there. That was the big business news yesterday for Miami because taxes and Zohran Mamdani, the mayor, announcing more taxes. And yeah, look, see, Republican business climate so much better. But they're not listening to Ken Griffin, who did not cite taxes as the reason he's fleeing New York for Florida and taking a lot of the Citadel employee base with him. This story sure is about billionaires and their corporations fleeing to Florida. I've been on that for a while. But it's also about how Democrats are now using the implied threat of violence including against the most powerful CEOs in this country. To understand what's actually going on here, you've got to go back to the beginning of the story, back to 2022, when Ken Griffin, who's been a longtime Uniparty donor, moved, and I say Uniparty, he donates mostly to open borders, squish, Bush League Republicans, and some Democrats, particularly when those Democrats are running against conservative Republicans. But mostly he donates to Republicans. But I mean, he's been a big donor to Mitt Romney, so you see what that gets you. Anyway, Griffin personally moved to Florida from Chicago in 2022, relocated his family, and shifted the headquarters of his hedge fund, Citadel, to Miami. But at least to date, that move has largely been symbolic, since a large portion of the employees remained in New York. And Citadel continued with its plans for a $6 billion expansion at 350 Park Avenue in New York, an expansion so massive that it would have taken 6,000 construction jobs to build and eventually would have been home for 15,000 Citadel employees. That's in addition to the 2,500 there now. Well, Griffin's become such a big fan of Florida that he became kind of the official ambassador for billionaires, personally calling them, courting them, everyone from Palantir to Jeff Bezos. Amazon's relocated there, Zuckerberg, and he's been kind of open about that. Well, it wasn't long before all these defections, particularly the Silicon Valley ones that Griffin had been courting, began to really embarrass the Democrat Party. I mean, when the founders of major companies like Netflix, WhatsApp, the payment system Stripe, Google co-founder Larry Page all begin to relocate to the same area in Florida. Folks, the thing about all these people, they've all either been Democrats, openly Democrats, or they've done the bidding of the Democrat Party. Look at this, like Larry Page and Google, absolutely they censored for the Democrat Party. In fact, they announced it in a meeting. They're still censoring for the EU. Look at Amazon's Jeff Bezos. Remember, he's hosted the server space for Parler, and when the Democrats demanded it, and Parler had become the most downloaded app and the most temporarily popular social media site by hits and clicks, it was the only one at the time that wasn't censoring for the Democrats, Bezos wiped it off the server, completely destroying it. Today, it's just a one-page blog-style website. Zuckerberg's moved too, and he's admitted he censored things he knew were true for the Democrat Party. All of these people, in other words, thugged out for the Democrat Party, thinking they'd get protection. And in previous podcasts, I've described it this way. They're now all hiding behind the wall in Florida. What is the wall? The wall in Florida is the federal court system. It is the most constitutional, some call it conservative, of all of our court systems. In other words, the one place it'd be impossible for Democrats to kangaroo court you the way that CEOs watched Trump get kangaroo courted in New York. Because remember what they did to Trump? They couldn't find any actual laws that he had violated. So the legislature passed a law, made it retroactive, and then used that to prosecute Trump. CEOs listened, learned, and went, dude, if they can do this to the former president at the time of the United States of America, who's also a billionaire, they can get me too. And they all began moving behind the wall, especially people who had business with the Trump administration, like Palantir. Our side botched this story badly, saying it was about taxes and Democrat areas being expensive and the coming billionaire tax in California. But as I pointed out to you before, it's not. Because a lot of these defections were announced before the billionaire tax. They're afraid, and I'm telling you, they're moving behind the wall. Because I know exactly the kind of conversations that are going on behind closed doors, maybe not even directly, but passed on, with Democrats saying, you move to Florida, you leave Silicon Valley, you don't censor for us, you step outside of the family, we're going to kangaroo court you. You'll be in the cell next to Elon Musk, who the Biden Justice Department tried to put in prison twice on trumped up charges.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
And that's the problem. No one is listening to Ken Griffin. Yesterday, he rocked the financial world by saying he was done. He's going to direct that expansion, the $6 billion one, to Miami, not New York.
So where does that leave us at 350 Park?
That leaves us with the fact that we went to Miami and revised our building plan to make it a bigger office building.
You're bailing?
So what do we do at 350 is still a point of discussion internally. And now what the mayor of New York has made clear to my partners, and principally my New York partners, is that we need to double down on our bet in Miami, because we want to be in a state that embraces business, that embraces personal freedom and liberty.
Why did Ken Griffin specifically cite Zohran Mamdani, the mayor of New York, in his decision to move? Because of the shocking video just a few weeks ago when Mamdani went to Ken Griffin's personal residence in New York. It's a condo worth $258 million and tapped on the window and personally left a message that he recorded on video, and it went viral, for Ken Griffin at his home. In other words, Zohran Mamdani wanted the mob to know where Ken Griffin's home was. And he said, look, Ken Griffin doesn't live here year round. He's just got a property here. So here, I'll play part of it. Mamdani saying he's going to tax him $5 million a year.
When I ran for mayor, I said I was going to tax the rich. Well, today, we're taxing the rich. I'm thrilled to announce we've secured a pied-à-terre tax, the first in New York's history. This is an annual fee on luxury properties worth more than $5 million, whose owners do not live full-time in the city. Like for this penthouse, which hedge fund CEO Ken Griffin bought for $238 million. This pied-à-terre tax is specifically designed for the richest of the rich.
I started this video not talking about Ken Griffin or New York taxes, but talking about Democrat wannabe assassins and the power that implied violence gives Democrat leaders who are willing to use it, wink, wink, nod, nod, because that's exactly how Ken Griffin took this video, recorded by Zohran Mamdani, making sure everyone knew exactly where Ken Griffin lives when he's in New York.
It was creepy and weird.
Agreed.
I mean, like, knock, knock, knock on the window. Like, huh. Mayor of New York City.
Knock on the screen, yeah.
Yeah, on the screen. Like,
yeah. Like, that's how many times have you watched that video?
Three. Like, you literally look at the first time, and you're like, you got to be kidding me. Okay? And then the second time, you're like, you know what? This is actually,
this has gone from creepy to actually not really creepy. This has gone to frightening because, you know, the CEO of United Healthcare was killed just a few blocks from my house. And anything that creates like an agitation in the extremist on either side of the aisle is a frightening dynamic. I mean, you know, if we look at what happened in D.C.,
there aren't extremists on either side of the aisle, at least not the kind that are killing CEOs, that are killing people like Trump or trying to. It only goes one way. And one of the things that belies that about that video from Zohran Mamdani, he doesn't have attacks. It's not moving in the city council. It's not moving in the legislature. The tax wasn't the point. The implied threat of standing on Ken Griffin's doorstep was. Understand, folks, Griffin, personally, is who the Democrats were talking about when they dispatched Susan Rice, former advisor to Barack Obama, to threaten CEOs with kangaroo courts and jail time. For crimes? No. For the crime of embarrassing them and the crime of fleeing the Democrat uniparty fold.
They're going to be surprised. Democrats have had a belly full, and we're not going to play by the old set of rules when these guys are playing by a very different set of rules. The corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media, it's not going to end well for them. For those that decided that it was, you know, that they would act in their perceived very narrow self-interest, which I would underscore is very short-term self-interest, and, you know, take a knee to Trump. You know, companies already are starting to hear they better preserve their documents. They better be ready for subpoenas.
That was, of course, directed toward every corporate CEO who's fled, but most especially toward Griffin, who's done the recruiting for Florida. I want to point something else out to you, folks. Our side, again, is in the process of misreporting this story as Griffin's leaving because of the taxes. Griffin has not mentioned the taxes. He has mentioned, as I played for you, his fear that they will kill him. Now, folks, a cautionary aside here about Ken Griffin. He was a huge supporter of Mitt Romney. He's truly a uniparty donor, often backing liberal Republicans against conservative Republicans in the primaries when he's not outright writing checks to Barack Obama or Joe Biden. Again, he was a huge supporter of Mitt Romney and a total anti-Trump detractor, pouring millions of dollars in to try to stop Trump across two separate campaigns. Before you say, oh, maybe he's just paying protection money, no, there's actually a method to his madness. He is a massive amnesty and open borders supporter and has donated to a lot of the big open borders NGOs. What is he learning? The same thing they all learn. From Larry Page to Mark Zuckerberg, you are there to be used and abused by the uniparty. You cannot protect yourself from their wrath by writing them checks, by doing their bidding, by thugging out for them, no matter how well-behaved a pet you might be. Again, never forget the Mark Zuckerberg-Joe Rogan interview where he said, yes, I censored true things. The Biden administration would call up and scream at me. They would threaten me with investigations if I didn't take down true things. Again, folks, this is a guy after Obama won. Remember how he rigged Facebook to help Obama and openly talked about it, even went to the White House to take a victory lap? This is how Zuckerberg gets treated? These CEOs are all watching this, folks. And I just want to say what an incredible irony it is that the guy, Ken Griffin, who did so much to give the Democrats the ultimate tool of power, amnesty, open borders, the one tool that I'm sure is great for temporary corporate profits, after all, 61% of them are on welfare and they got to buy stuff, that Ken Griffin, a huge supporter, again, of open borders, amnesty, basically the Bush philosophy, a philosophy that, if ever actually seen through, would, as I say all the time on this podcast, create a true one-party system like China with Democrats in the driver's seat. That guy, who's been working toward that for almost 20 years, huge supporter of Jeb Bush, is now afraid they'll send the mob to kill him. after years of him creating exactly the conditions needed for them to have total power, amnesty, which, as I've said many times, Washington Times does a great analysis of this, would turn almost every state in the nation blue and the remaining states purple. If I could ask him one question, I'd ask Ken Griffin this. How do you feel about amnesty now? How do you feel about a total one-party system like China now? How do you think you'd fare in that system, bud? Still think you could pay them off? And are you going to keep donating to their NGOs?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner gas grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.